Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Story Break, the Writer's Room podcast, where Rocket Jump's most handsomest gents, Matt Arnold, myself, Freddie Wong, and Will Campos, attempt to crack Hollywood's uncrackable stories for in one... Shit.
Just keep going.
In
just,
1 hour.
Great.
We have 1 hour.
Doing great.
Yeah, we have 1 hour to do it, okay? All right, and so we've done a bunch of them in the past, and this week we're going to change it up a little bit. We're not going to take, say, a video game property or some movie poster that we haven't seen or the Microsoft paperclip. We are going to do a game that Matt, being the sort of board game aficionado, has picked up, and this game is called Rory's Story Cubes. The tagline is, let your imagination roll wild. And here's what it is. We have 9 dice.
Are you going to introduce us?
Well, I mean,
do we get to talk?
Here's what I like about the intro, because that intro is going to be very telling of how this episode is going to go, because this is going to be a tough one. And I will also put it out there that this is a high stakes episode, because we have 1 hour, and that is also about the amount of time I have left before I start blowing chunks, because I'm feeling very, very sick.
Matt rolled into the office feeling pretty under the weather today, and
so this is high stakes. We have 1 hour. But yes, I'm
so
Matthew
let's
Arnold.
Roll the dice.
So hold on, real quick, let me just explain this game to people. This game, by the way, is for 1 or more players. Check.
To give a little context before we dive into the game, Story Cubes is like a creativity tool.
Yeah, it's less a game than just a bunch of dice with pictures on them. And I would say we use them, but we don't really. But I kind of like them. You just roll them, and those random assortment of pictures could give you some ideas for stories. So what we're going to do is just roll 9 of them, and that we have to make a movie
out
with
of those
that.
9.
Yeah.
It is suggested for ages 8 and up, of which we
certainly all are. Good.
So here's the thing. This is according to their instructions. We don't have to follow it, but roll all 9 cubes, look at the face of images. We'll pick an image that will be the starting point for the story. Beginning with, once upon a time, make up a story that somehow links together all 9 face up images. Okay.
Okay. Right. And now, just to be clear, we are still going to be. This isn't just like a little bedtime story.
Is a movie.
We're
going to
do.
TV
I say
show?
We're. Let's go ahead and say we're going to do a feature length film.
All right, feature length film.
This is Story Cubes, the movie.
And one of the things they say is we can try to start with a title. And I was thinking, because this is going to be coming out just after the 4th of July, as some people call it, you know, Brexit 1776. you see that? That was pretty good. We can do a title. So you have a patriotic title in mind.
Do you want the title before we roll the cubes?
I mean, it puts you in a certain, you know, sort of.
Let's
space.
Roll the cubes, okay, and then see, because right. I feel so like it's each, the purity.
So we each have 3 cubes.
Here's the
here.
Theme of the episode, though. Okay. Here's the theme of the movie.
Sure.
America.
America.
Okay,
the
fine.
Theme. That's fair. That's
it
fair.
Has to be an American story.
An American
fable.
Story. Here we go.
All right, let's do them one at a time, and all then we'll describe
we'll see
what's
what
on
they
the
are.
Cubes.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, Matt, roll the bones.
All right, I'll do it. We got a light bulb. We got the happy and sad faces of drama, and we have an eyeball.
Okay. So, the comedy drama mask.
Comedy drama, what did I say?
The happy, sad faces of drama, which I think was a TNT slogan back in the day.
Actually, that was from
sorry,
the original
guys,
Greek, how they do translate
okay,
it.
Okay, so far this is just going to be the Great Gatsby.
So it is the Great Gatsby right here.
We have an eyeball, a light bulb, and happy, sad drama faces.
Here we go. And Freddy rolling for crit. I have a shooting star, which is very much the more you know shooting star.
Do you roll straight sixes because we got a bumblebee that
a
helps
bumblebee,
a lot.
That helps.
I don't know what this is.
And a letter L inside a square.
Or a lowercase r Waluigi style.
Or
what is that?
One of the Tetris L-shaped pieces.
I'm pretty sure this means the movie is about Waluigi because the first thing I saw was the upside down L as an R that is the Waluigi
logo. I don't know. Maybe it's a B learning to spell.
Okay. All right.
It's a spelling B.
Oh, this could be spelling bees.
Hold on, Matt. Give me your cubes so I can put them together.
Okay.
What do you got? Bring it on home. Rolling the bones. All right, I have a hand.
Oh, God.
I have okay.
Alien. A left hand.
Right hand.
Well, it depends on whether it's face up or face down, if you think about it.
Okay.
It's
a hand.
Or a glove.
Okay, but no, we got 2 really good ones that I think are going to help us out a lot. We got an alien face
and, the
and
world.
A globe.
Okay, that's pretty
right.
good.
Which says alien invasion to me.
Yes.
Okay, and we have a hand that could also be kind of like a stop hand, so we could kind of interpret that as we will. All right, so now.
It's a hand or a hideous five-legged beast upside down.
Okay.
For the people at home, I'm going to quick take a picture of this so that they'll know.
I mean,
what
you
we're
can do it after.
With.
You don't need to do it real time. This is good podcasting.
Or just close your eyes right now and paint a mental picture of 3 rows of 3. Imagine 4 dice sitting on the edge of a cliff, Freddie. And the previous, we should work. By the way, sidebar: we're totally doing Cyborg Clock for an episode at some point. But okay, so yeah, we've got 3 rows of 3 dice, and we have an eyeball. a light bulb, the drama, happy, sad, TNT, we know drama faces, a bumblebee.
With a neutral expression.
With a placid expression on its face.
So I can
see the letter L in a square. Hold on, I'm still describing him. Good grief.
We're going to take a picture. Okay.
A hand, an alien face, and the Earth.
Okay. I'm just going to start doing some free association here.
By the way, centered over Europe and Africa.
All right. I'm going to give us 10 minutes to decide who the main character is amongst these shapes.
Okay. Well, look, I'm just doing some random association here. I definitely see this could be a shooting star, or it could be a crashing.
A crashing star.
A crashing star, a crashing asteroid spaceship with an alien who crashes to Earth. I do like the bumblebee being the main character for some reason. If we can find a story between a bumblebee and an alien, it's pretty nice.
Okay.
I do not know what this L is.
The letter L is really throwing
me off. The
letter
L is a bit of a humdinger.
Part of me feels like this is not supposed to be an L, because it's just also off-kilter. It's like askew. Like, I feel like there's something that this is supposed to be.
Yeah, what the hell? Like,
everything else is clear what it is. I don't know what that L is.
I think it's the letter L in the box.
What's weird
bro.
Is it seems to be the only letter in the entire box, like in any of them. So it is just like a black letter
is supposed
L
to be a building?
And a cube. Maybe it's supposed to be like a Scrabble letter or
something. Maybe the point of this game is to use your freaking imagination.
Okay, I like Scrabble letter. It's officially a Scrabble letter.
Okay.
So now we have to involve Scrabble.
Well, there's no actually
a story about
there's
America.
No point value on it, so it's not a Scrabble letter. Okay. All right, so we've got an eyeball as well, which is a little ambiguous. The light bulb feels like you could be like, it's a great idea that they have at some point.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then we have the hand and the drama faces.
Hmm.
This is a terrible idea for an episode.
Well, so the B, right, I'm gravitating towards the only like sentient objects we have here is an alien and a bee.
Yeah.
And an eye.
And an eye, I suppose.
The eye could represent, maybe our main character's a private eye.
Yeah. Hey, man. Free association, baby.
A private eye bee.
Aliens land on Earth.
Private eye bee.
All right.
Okay, an alien lands An alien lands on Earth and takes over, it's like Body Snatchers, and the only person who can solve this mystery is a private eye bee.
A detective bee.
Detective bee. Because honestly, the aliens are taking over humans.
So I thought we were talking about making the L and the B be a spelling bee at one point. Is that off the table?
No, nothing's off the table.
Yet. Okay. And all right.
This
all
is
right.
Like a.
I do like the eye being a private eye. I feel like that's something we can hang our teeth.
That's pretty
hang
cool.
Our hat
I dig
on,
that.
Right? All right. So we're gonna say the eye is a private eye.
I'm gonna go ahead and say that these masks are not the Greek drama masks. They're Mission Impossible 2 masks.
Mystery masks.
Someone could be.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the alien. Using masks.
Are
coming up. So aliens crash landed on Earth, and they are pretending to be humans.
Yes.
To do something. To win a Scrabble competition.
We are the greatest spellers. Like spelling is like a form of tantric sex for this alien race. Like
that L is killing me because
that L is so insane.
Because
so we've got four together that feel like a plot to me, which is aliens come to Earth disguised as humans.
Yes,
yeah.
And that's the shooting star.
Incident.
Wait.
You could save that for something else. You're saying
I was gonna say. The aliens are trying to warn us because a falling star is going to destroy, like a comet is going to blow up the Earth.
A world-ending event.
Maybe.
Well, here's the other thing about bees that's interesting. The other thing about bees that's interesting is that we are, right, like, there is a post-apocalypse where the bees die and, like, agriculture is gone, right? So maybe it's not an individual bee. Maybe it's the bee problem
that's why it's
that
relevant.
We all face. Right, it's a parable about America's place in the world.
It's a parable. That maybe, did not go as well as I thought it was going to be when I started saying that.
Maybe what is that called? A light bulb. took me a little bit there. Has to do with like renewable energy. Is there a like energy crisis?
Al Gore is an alien, like, and this is the inconvenient truth.
What was that chain reaction
Can
with
we make
Keanu
like
Reeves?
A steampunk adventure, and the light bulb represents its inventor, Thomas Edison, an American.
Okay, very good. So Thomas Edison,
private eye.
Okay.
Whoa. Okay, okay. Hold on. This is going somewhere good now.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
So
hand.
Here we go. I'm going to try something with this hand, okay?
Okay.
this may not make any sense because I'm feeling very sick here. No. Is that what happens if, I don't know. I was going to say, what happens if there's pretty sure there was a murder by these aliens? I don't know. But at the crime scene, there's a human handprint. So they're like, so the aliens feel like they're being framed.
I don't understand what that means.
This is like V. I was saying, like, there's just aliens on planet Earth, and then they're saying that aliens killed this person, but there's a human handprint at the crime scene, so it couldn't have been the aliens. Move on from that one.
That one's a little tough for me to parse.
Thomas Edison, Private Eye.
Thomas Edison, okay. Private Eye.
And so how he saved America.
From aliens.
Aliens.
Who invaded the Earth to steal our bees, because they ran out of bees.
Ooh. Okay. Stealing our bees is pretty good.
Yeah, because bees are essentially biologically autonomous pollination machines, right? Mm-hmm. And they've kept this Earth going, and that's why the bees are dying out, is because aliens are coming in.
To be fair, the bees weren't dying out when Thomas Edison was alive. So.
That we know of, because saved them.
I mean, we don't have to make the light bulb Thomas Edison.
Just the abstract concept of electricity.
Go back to the bee Private Eye, because he's investigating. It starts with investigating just some bee daughter or son is missing, right? This is the bee movie sequel.
Yeah.
No, it's a bee movie wife. Too? Oh my
God. Yeah.
Holy shit.
And we talked about doing B-movie 2.
This is B-movie 2.
But look, we just rolled. Ladies and gentlemen, we just natty rolled the natty 20 of movies, B-movie 2, and that's what's happening right now. But look, because then what you have is you have what starts as a normal, like any good noir, it starts as a normal case, like missing the mayor of Bee City's daughter is missing.
Or the queen is cheating on someone.
And then, of course, you reveal that it is aliens are slowly stealing all the bees. Like he uncovers the entire global conspiracy. It's not just one bee missing. As he starts looking deeper, this is just there's a little bit of classism here.
This is just
here.
The tip of the bee bird.
Exactly, because what he realizes is like, this is just
right,
the first bee.
On. Everyone real quick, just a little ding every time Will makes a bee pun starting now.
All right. I'm Paul in on that idea, Freddy.
All right, so I was saying is that you can do it start, you get a little bit of like class warfare here, is that there's been lots of bees missing. This is the only one that the freaking bee government's cared about because it's the daughter of a really powerful bee. But as this detective starts looking into it, he's like, bees have been going missing left and right. Every bee that goes past a certain distance is disappearing.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
I don't know how exactly the aliens happen, but I do like the idea that aliens are stealing bees because, like, every good, you know, Happy Feet or whatever, this has an environmental message.
That's
which
true.
Which is,
yeah.
These aliens lost all their bees, so they desperately need bees, so they're stealing bees.
What if it's humans disguised as aliens?
Like, that's what, like,
they're like, we're an evil mega corporation, but we're not stealing the bees, those aliens are.
Still would be less outlandish than B-Movie 1. To be fair,
what is the plot of B-Movie 1?
Oh boy,
is this gonna help us?
I mean, do you don't know what the B-Movie
noir?
Oh boy! All right, I'll give you the quick synopsis. Oh,
maybe this is like a Halloween 2, Halloween 3 type thing, where it doesn't. It's the one Halloween movie that doesn't have the. It's a different. It's just an anthology, right? So this is like this. This isn't the B movie sort of creative.
Could we not do one without somebody else's IP?
I'll just give you the one sentence. No. I'll just give you the one sentence.
Oh God!
Its story follows Barry B. Benson, Jerry Seinfeld, a honeybee who. I'm adding this. Literally sues the human race. There's actual courtroom scenes where he like testifies the human race for exploiting bees after learning from his florist friend Renee Zellweger that humans sell and consume honey. It's insane. There's actual romance.
That just made me not want to do B movie.
That's why it's not B movie 2.
Know,
we're
not
doing
B movie
2.
It's the B movie.
Yeah, it's a detective
it
bee
back,
who's
Jerry.
Investigating a stolen girl or boy. Somebody's powerful. Some powerful. The queen bee's son is missing. And they finally care
We're
about
very
it.
Very quickly going to discover the limits of our knowledge of how bees work.
Yes, very quickly.
Yeah, the queen bee's son. The
queen
sun
bee's
bee.
Shitty son disappears.
Well, I mean, listen, we can, you know, you can make it
So it's a little bit like
want.
Big Lebowski. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's this stupid detective story.
So, yeah, you're following a private eye bee. Where does this L come into play, though?
Oh, the L. Ooh.
The mysterious
L. It's like the clue. It should be like the B is like, what does the L mean?
Yeah, this is the mysterious clue, the stamp or something. Maybe it's like some, you know, it is. It could be like, this could be the logo for some like honey gathering company, although this is starting to sound a lot like the original B movie. But like, you know, like it could be some clue for the killer's monogram or something. Or
well, the problem being.
The L stands for Liens, as in aliens, or Luigi.
Perhaps the problem with being a B, if you're trying to think about like their want at this point is to find the stolen bee. But if they do find out that they are aliens with powerful bee catching technology that are, and again,
AKA
what's
flowers.
Fun is the world feels really huge, but it's like one park in the middle of the city, which is where this takes place, right?
Takes place in Central Park.
And there is this mysterious little tiny UFO that has crash landed in
they're tiny aliens. And they're gonna capture the bees to use them as like
slave labor.
Because it's like they come from a really tiny planet.
Here's why
they don't need that many bees to like caper a whole. Yeah.
Yeah, I like them needing bees to pollen because one, that's would be a fun twist at the end, but two is like you can also see a thing where like the solution is that these poor aliens were going about this the wrong way, but they're just trying to save their homeland, and again maybe some bees go along with them or something like that, or they're like, we'll help you, like you need help pollinating your planet or something, I don't know. But I could see that maybe they need the humans' help, and it's really hard to get humans' help as a bee because humans hate bees, which is all part of the whole thing of like, why are we disrespecting bees? We're losing bees. We need bees on our planet. And they're like, we need humans to help us.
And bees are like, you know what?
There's not even an eye here.
Wait. The private eye, the bee. So I'm putting it over. We got the bee and then the eye. It's a private eye bee, right? Yeah. And he's searching for the missing guys or whatever.
Yeah.
We got to get to
a missing actor.
a missing bee. No, I was going to say bee disguises himself
as a human.
It's like a swarm of bees. Like kids like stacking up on top of themselves. Imagine a whole swarm of bees like habitating like a human outfit.
And he's wearing gloves and like has a mask and
blending in, like trying to crack his case or whatever. And he's just like always like it's just this guy.
It's just
and his name is Buzz.
And bing, right
and
there.
They have to learn.
Was this the L is for learning?
Learning English, learning the alphabet. I don't know what the L is.
They communicate by dancing, right? Like bees like do like sexy dances.
Oh my god, it's a dance competition movie. It's a dance competition movie. It's a dance competition movie. The hand represents the white glove of Michael Jackson because this bee grows up and sees this video of Michael Jackson. It's like, I want to grow up to be a dancer in the human world, and then like, you can't, you're just a lowly bee. It's like, I'll show them all. And he gets his hive together and they become a pop locking bee dancer to fight in an intergalactic
holy fucking shit frame. That's the dopest idea I've ever heard in my life. It just kept falling into place. I kept waiting for it to derail, and I'm like, son of a bitch, it's all right, so what, aliens are going to destroy the Earth unless like someone can outdance their raddest dancer?
It could be
like
it could be an alien, like, you know, like a Rick and Morty show me what you got esque sort of, they show up on Earth type of thing. But you know, I'm saying, like, I'm trying to think about how or it's the Jabberwocky's mask that they wear, right? Like that mask thing looks like it could just be their facial mask as their disguise.
I think we got to commit, this is clearly an alien.
Yeah. No, that's definitely an alien. That is an alien.
You've got me.
You already got two masks.
Okay, you've got so far that bees dress up like Michael Jackson to win a dance competition. And then he's got to get his whole community together.
It's
like Happy Feet with bees.
Happy Feet.
Happy Feet. Yeah.
Oh, boy, that's another
one. B-Movie 2, Happy Feet is the name of this
episode, so we lost. Did we lose Detective B?
The eye is him seeing Michael Jackson for the first time, right?
Okay, now you got me, because what it is it should be a bee sees Michael Jackson, and this is a Ratatouille story. Sorry, this is like a Ratatouille story. Okay. A bee wants to be Michael Jackson, but he can't because he's a bee, just like Ratatouille can't be.
B-Movie 2, Happy Feet.
No.
Ratatouille.
Goddamn, okay.
Ratatouille.
The B-Movie sequel. Oh, fuck, we forgot about the light bulb. The light bulb, like, moved.
So this bee sees Michael Jackson for the first time and has an idea to dress up. That's what these masks are for.
To dress up as a human.
As an alien, because we have an alien. To dress up as a human on planet Earth.
Okay.
It's a global competition. That's a global competition.
Oh, for the world championship.
Yeah, the world championship. Yeah.
Of dancing. But the greatest dancer from Nebulon 4 shows up.
There's kind of an interesting
and
thing.
And teaches how to speak English. I don't know.
There is kind of a fun thing about the idea. I mean, yeah, this may be too much, right? Maybe magic plus, you know, sci-fi, right?
I mean, look, the cubes landed where they did.
That's
so
true. That's true. But there is something fun about the idea.
What if
can we re-roll this L?
No.
Fine, can we settle what it is? The problem is that we're not set. Like, it's like,
hold
what
on,
is it?
I want to pivot a little bit.
Okay.
They dress up. Like an alien.
Yeah, they dress up like aliens.
Okay. And then, well, you do, they dress up like what they think is a human, but it looks like an alien. And especially because they're bees, they can, like, fly and shit when they move around. And everyone's like, there's an alien in this dance competition. And then it's like, ain't no rules, say an alien dance.
Wait, so that'd be like if Babe dressed up as an elephant by accident to go to a sheep competition. It's so bizarre. I do like the idea that in trying to dance, maybe they like War of the Worlds style, they cause hysteria as there seems to be some sort of
invasion. An alien panic across the earth because I don't know. I feel like that one. This starts to get a little across.
Yeah, that alien
right,
makes
disguises
it very hard.
As a weird human named Buzz to go in or a dance competition. So far, so good.
The global championship.
The global
championship. Maybe the alien a sidekick, or like, is he somebody who shows up and helps this bee dance?
Okay,
bear with me. Sorry. This bee wishes upon a star to become a human to dance like Michael Jackson, but it wasn't a star. It was an alien spaceship.
Like a genie alien, essentially,
comes down and, like Cinderella style, gives this bee like 24 hours or something. I don't know exactly what it is, but
the alien's like his fairy godmother.
Yeah, exactly. This bee sees Michael Jackson and wishes upon a star. He tries dancing like Michael Jackson, but all he's got is a stinger and a little wibbly butt.
So he gets an idea.
His wibbly butt. Yeah, Matt, you know, he's got like, you know.
So this bee sees Michael Jackson. He gets an idea to go to the global dance competition.
Yeah, he wants to, but he can't,
right? So he wishes upon a star for help, but the star turns out to be an alien who gives him powers to disguise himself as a human, to give the power to disguise themselves.
Okay.
As a human being.
So that's
a
good starting point. The problem is that is the first act of the movie. We used all of our cubes.
Here's what we have for the rest of the movie. L.
Okay. But we could tell the story of that, because, like, what does he learn? Because, like, right, is like,
the
does
L
he learn it's
for
okay?
What does he
does
learn?
Does he create a band? Does he create a dance that he's proud of? Because, like, right, it's like an artist story where he's like, he's just trying to be like Michael Jackson.
No, yes. Michael Jackson has the moonwalk.
No, but he ends the competition as a bee. Clearly the final dance he does is as a bee.
Yeah.
Like, they come out, they call him out, but he's just transformed.
He's exposed. Like, he turns into a dick, so all the other bees leave him.
Yeah.
And then he's got his
fame
dance
gets
at the
to
end.
His head.
And then everybody's like, and here comes, I don't know what he calls
a bee.
Here comes Tycho Waxen, or whatever he calls himself, and nobody comes out. They're like, where is
Buzz
he?
Buzz Waxco.
And then they hear buzzing, and then the camera zooms in, and they're like, wait, he's a bee? And they're like, boo. And they start booing him. But the music starts, and he dances as a bee, and everybody loves it, and he wins.
You know what it is, by
so
the way?
So he learns to love himself. That's
you
great.
Know
what's
you know
the L?
Quick.
Before I throw up, what's the L?
Well, does he L as in lose the match, but gain something else instead? Like, they're disqualified because you're a B, but in the end, but here's what it is. Maybe he's his, like, Michael Jackson had the moonwalk, right? Yeah. Maybe he wants an iconic move and to come
he's
up
to
with
come
that,
up with that,
right?
Sure.
Like, he needs to
like
come up with
thing,
his sweet jam.
And ideally, it's something like the Soulja Boy, like, dance so that everyone will be dancing on it, and we'll have the music video and millions of views on YouTube.
Well, yeah, he comes up with, like, do the buzz or whatever.
Do the buzz?
I'm not a dancer.
Really? I'm like, is that...
Can we free association, like, besides an L? Like, just call
L could be a win or lose.
It could be a gun in a box.
It could be, for some reason...
It could be a lowercase, a shitty lowercase R.
Like a subway. Like a L train.
A door, a window.
It could be the L train.
In Chicago.
Yeah,
it could be a
Chicago?
Tetris piece.
It could be a Tetris piece.
Brand, first thing you think of, what is this? L. God. Cameron.
I think it means that he loses the competition. L as in the loss.
I mean, this isn't a fortune.
Perhaps he's looking pretty dumb with his finger and his thumb in the shape of an L.
On his forehead. That's the song that he dances to at the end.
Smash
we
Mouth.
Bring back
okay,
Smash
yes.
Mouth.
Yes. Okay. He dances
so
to
we've
all
decided
songs.
That is Smash Mouth.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna
I mean, look, I'm okay
me.
With that. If we're saying that the L is... somehow that L represents Smash Mouth.
No, Will brought it around quite nicely, Matt. If you
no,
recall
that's
their
right.
hit
so
song
the final
All-Star
dance he does
is to Smash Mouth.
Smash Mouth as a B.
Yeah.
We've got a hook.
We got some stuff to work on.
Kids are going to love
how
this
How does
movie.
This movie go, though?
They're
gonna
so, like, hey,
why?
Kids, you like, step
like
up?
What's.
You like Jerry Seinfeld's B
well,
movie?
Well, we have to get to a point where he has changed enough that he needs to embrace himself as a B rather than this human. And is, like, the alien a continuing character in this movie, or is it just a one time, like, fairy tale? He just, the alien granted it and flew away? Or is it, like, a sidekick?
The alien gives him the power to change into... Okay, here we go.
Oh, but not to change back?
No.
No.
Let me finish my idea, Matt.
Sorry.
The alien gives him the power to transform himself, to make himself look like a... It's mm-hmm. like a Pinocchio syndrome thing. He wants yeah. to be a human so he can dance, right? Because yeah. he loves dance. So the thing gives him the ability to change into like a human avatar, so to speak. Yeah. And he's this hip kid named Buzz or whatever. And he's going to go dance.
Buzz Waxcomb.
Buzz Waxcomb, ace dancer.
Buzz
and
Waxcomb.
He's got to learn how to dance, which is maybe what the L represents.
Yeah.
Like he's got to learn how to use his ungangly human body. And maybe he meets a human girl and she thinks he's cute or whatever. He's like, but I'm a Beebles. You do, he goes through this dance competition, right? But it's like he has the ability, he keeps like changing himself, mm-hmm. like to be the perfect dancer, mm-hmm. but he needs to embrace himself, right? Mm-hmm. So you would do like, he gets exposed, he like, you know, people find out what he is. At the end, he gets that magic power taken away. The alien's like, you haven't learned the true lesson, like I'm taking the thing away or whatever.
Sorry, just to clarify, when they say they learn what he is, I mean, the world learns he's a bee.
Yes, but I don't...
Okay, I just wanted to know what you meant. Yeah, yeah.
I'm just trying to... What I'm trying to get to is you do for, like, he gets into the dance competition disguised as this human, but it's also, again, it's like this, like, what's my voice? What's my identity as an artist? He keeps trying to be Michael Jackson, trying to be different people, right? Because he has a shape-shifting ability. But then what you do is he loses it, and then to win the dance competition at the end, he has... It's like in Ratatouille when he has to bring all the other rats in to help him cook at the end. Like, he has to, like, reunite with his bee family to dress up as a human to do the big... The form a bee moves.
Or alternate.
And like he's like, I'm a bee, deal with it. I don't know.
Or alternately just dance as a bee.
Or alternately, it's like it's the swarm of the bee family, and they do like these intricate patterns. So it's like they turn
into... Oh, no, you know,
bees.
Here's what you do with the swarm of the bee family, is that's how they get into the competition at the end. Because they're like, you're banned from this for being a bee, or for... You got DQ'd or whatever, so they've got to sneak in as a human.
Yeah.
So like that's how he unites his family, is they all like come together. Like a little
Ratatouille. So I like the idea that they call out this name and nobody knows who he is, and they don't see anything. And then let's say he did meet a girl or a mentor or somebody. Mm-hmm. That person would just come out and places a little magnifying glass so that everybody in
that's
the stadium
really good.
Can see, like, wait, that's that beat.
That's
and
what,
then he starts dancing, and everybody's like, oh,
that's what
the eye is.
The private eye is the guy investigating.
Oh, because
then he, by the end, likes, and he's got, always got this like,
oh my god,
glass,
he's got the magnifying
and then,
glass.
So he's always trying to nail that bee's ass.
Because there's
wall,
like a Taylor
Swift. Finds out about him and cares about him at the end, and then he uses the magnifying glass to show him to the world.
Yeah, because of course there's this bad dance. There's like the number one dancer, the hot shit, right? Who can't get, who's this newcomer? There's something suspicious about this newcomer.
So
every time I try to talk to this cool rookie, he just buzzes at me and walks away.
He just like, buzzes off.
So she hires a private investigator who learns the secret.
Yeah. She's like the private investigator. Like, she's the one who's looking after him. Like, do you make it the same person? No, it's better.
No, there should be somebody he's competing against, right? Like, the hotshot dancer. So there's a bee.
Yes.
Who is inspired by Michael Jackson and but is limited by his body and shape to dance. And rather than having the imagination of being like, I could be my own type of bee dancer, he's like, I wish I was a human being.
He's like, being a bee sucks. Like,
I can't dance like Michael Jackson's. Yeah. So he wishes upon a star, which actually ends up being a spaceship with a wish-granting alien
species. It should be a small one. It should be a small alien.
Small alien, sure.
Yeah.
And it comes down and grants him the wish.
Yeah, to turn into a human.
Okay,
so
I feel like we're not
a dance competition.
As much as I like that, which is all great, I'm wondering if there's a way to use, like, is he does he owe the alien something? Like, how does the alien come into this? It is a pretty good Band-Aid. I'm sorry, we can use the alien a little bit more just to try. I mean, I have no problems with, like, screw it. We got what we got.
The fairy godmother doesn't have some sort of tontine arrangement with Cinderella.
Well, like, it's only till midnight, right? The clock strikes.
Oh, there's like, yeah. Oh, I see.
So yeah, like something like, what's the cost
of
this?
He has 24 hours to
be the Chris Dance competition.
I just need one weekend. The finals are this weekend. I know I have it. He's been practicing his moves. He's like, they'll never let bees compete. If only I was a human. And the alien's like, all right, you can do this dance competition, I guess.
What's his status quo at? Is he not popular at B school? Like, what is this?
He's getting Bs.
He's getting, God damn it, at the academy.
Yeah, like, why does this matter so much to him? Like, you don't want to start it somehow,
no,
right?
That's fair,
like,
that's fair, that's
what's
fair.
This B status
quo? Well, in my head, there's like the flashback scene at the beginning where
does the
like,
world. Oh, sorry. Go.
He's like in this larval state and he just hears, like, you know, just booming through. Like,
Thriller.
And he's like, what is that? You know, so it's like, it feels like there's something where it's like, there's some formulative moment for him that's surrounding Michael Jackson or whatever it is. And he's like, that's what, you know, like, I don't know what I'm saying.
Is this like is this like Zootopia where they're like, is this like a DreamWorks all animal world? And there's like, there are lots of dancing giraffes and things that have feet and cool stuff, but there's just bees are lame dancers because they're chubby and have small wings and have never been popular dancing. And he wishes he wasn't a bee. Or if it is, like, I like him being a human, but like, is this a world where, is it like Paddington where people just accept that there's a talking? I'm just trying to figure out like the world that we're playing in exactly.
Yeah, no, for sure.
So I love in Paddington that they just accept that it's a talking bear.
Oh, yeah, that's the best thing. Like, oh, yeah, it's a bear. Oh, yeah, he's like, oh, geez, it's a bear. He probably wants money or something. Don't look at him.
Yeah.
There's something I weirdly like about the idea of a movie that's like, oh, it's a talking animal movie, but there are just humans in the movies who talk to the animals.
Yeah,
and it's
exactly.
Just like, I don't know. Maybe it's a little out there.
I mean, it is, but, you know, again, the cubes that we have are what they are.
The cubes have spoken.
I hate that L so much.
That L's killing us.
It's just like saying it's learning doesn't count as anything.
Ladies and gentlemen, we just hopped the press. There's an official statement on what the L is.
An L plate is a sticker which people learning to drive in Ireland and the UK must. That's what that is.
What? Oh, a learner's plate.
It's like you put it on your license
plate. Oh, it's an L learner's plate. This is also in Vancouver.
Is this a British game? Why didn't you get us the friggin' American version before the July?
Hold on, wait, let me just check. I mean, yeah, they do spell honor with a U. What is this crap?
Okay.
No, that's fine. No, it's not. Games for Infinity, Newton, Massachusetts.
Look, that's fine because that's easy to plug in because obviously one of the things he's going to have to drive to the competition. He's a learner.
He's got to learn how to dance. That's what it is. I mean, we pretty much had it.
But right, that'd be a great scene. That'd be a great scene where this bee's guy gets to New York City and is a brand new human being and he's driving through rush hour traffic with his little alien. Be like, what are you doing? And they're driving around. Like, that's whatever. That's a good like 10 minutes of the movie.
He becomes a getaway driver and you call it BB driver.
Oh, for baby. Is the movie called To Be or Not To Be, just spelled BB? Because the question is whether or not
it's called BB, the B movie. All right. So he's got to learn to dance. And then
maybe the alien teaches him. It's like, you got moves, kid. And he teaches him how to dance. I don't know.
No, this guy is going to learn to dance.
Well, yeah, it's like a Little Mermaid type thing, right? Like, he's like, he looks at, he's a bee, he doesn't like, again, it's like, again, like, yes, their hive is right outside a nightclub, right?
Yeah, okay.
Is he like,
and so he always hears those sexy rhythms, like, and he's like always like down to dance or whatever.
We're going to license so much music.
Oh, okay,
for this
here
movie.
We go. So if it's like, he's a Little Mermaid, so I'm trying to think, what is he escaping from? So bear with me. He is the son of the queen bee, and he has great responsibility, but he wants to do his dance, and he has this dream.
Not
and
how
he wants
bees
to go.
Work, but we'll just go with it.
Doesn't matter, it's in the thing.
No,
but
there is
what,
no hereditary.
What
okay,
the
sure.
Alien
it could
be,
I mean, it also could be like, it's like the next, she's supposed to be the queen.
Oh, yeah,
bee.
It's a girl. Yeah, she's supposed,
bee,
she's
supposed
next queen
to be the
bee.
New.
Ah, there you
she's
go.
She's like a grim fate. I mean,
yeah, it's like, I mean, yeah, she has sex with every bee in the hive, right? Like, she's for, she's like, I do not want to be like you, mom.
Like her mom's like, you've got to rule the. She's like, I don't want to just sit around and make babies. I guess I feel like I don't want to get into weird gendery like.
No, but she doesn't want to be queen bee.
All right. We'll just leave it there.
Yeah, it's fine. She doesn't want to be queen
bee. As the mom is pampered by like,
mom, you're mean. That's why dad. That's why all 265 dads left you. anyways, so she doesn't want to be queen bee. This is why I like it, because the alien can be a prince on the run. he's like
a Katamari Damacy
he's this fugitive prince. Yeah, yeah, fugitive prince. Beautiful. Or he's looking for the perfect princess.
What if it's Slippy from the Metroid movie?
Okay, sure. It's a tie.
We're tying it off the planet. And we tie it in. And now, anyway, every movie's got a wacky alien in it. Why do we keep doing this?
We rolled the dice.
Just for the story break audience, the dice made us put another fucking wacky alien in one of these movies. It's fate. Okay.
Yeah, it has nothing. We did not.
You realize that the moment we actually do a real thing and we have a wacky alien, like there's going to be a luckily our movie small but vocal wacky contingent. Alien yet,
so
one day,
right. One day
they're going to be like, "I knew it. Those fuckers wanted
that." Okay, so this girl wants to be like Michael Jackson, this great dancer. She's got dance in her heart.
Beyonce.
Okay. So, well, yeah, the hand put a finger on it. Sure, she wants to be Beyonce. Yeah.
Put a finger on it. Beyonce's famous, famous song. Put a finger on it.
Oh my god!
You know what's crazy is they really do overplay put a finger on it at weddings.
I'm always hearing, if you like it, put a finger on it. That classic Beyonce jam.
So now there's the sequence where they're turning into a human would be the Beyonce song, put the finger on it. It's like, if you want to be a dancer, put a finger on it. And you see the bee turn into a human. Anyway, sorry. So, what were you talking about?
Her fingers keep falling off of her human disguise and she has to put them back on.
What were you talking about?
Oh my god.
Okay, so think about this. It starts with this bee is lined up to being the next queen bee, but all she wants to do is dance.
Yeah, correct.
She wants to be like Michael Jackson or Beyonce.
She wants to be like Beyonce.
Is Beyonce known? I mean, she's a really good dancer.
Known
but like,
to the insect family?
No.
Is Beyonce known to be a good dancer?
I mean, I know she's a good dancer, but like, is she, you know, primarily, right? She's primarily like singer. I mean, I love Beyonce. I'm just saying she's not. Anyways, sure, Beyonce. Michael Jackson is one of the greatest dancers of all time. Like, who's that for? Who's like the greatest female dancer?
I mean, she could just want to be like Michael
she
Jackson.
She wants to be like, Beyonce, sure. It's just, that feels like it's a singing competition.
It's Michael Jackson.
She wants to be like Michael Jackson. Whatever. It's the girl wants to be like Michael Jackson. It's fine.
I mean, to be fair, it could also be a singing competition if it's Beyonce, but, you know, just.
It's like, way more funny for a bee to want to dance.
Yes. Because they do the mating dances, right? Do they do mating dances?
Mm-hmm.
These dances are boring. They're just boring square line dances. I want to express myself. I just want to dance.
Yeah. No, exactly. So she doesn't show. She wishes.
Google best lady dancers.
Best lady dancers. All right.
Lady
Google.
Dancers.
I just don't want to like. This is like all male writers' room problems. The problem. The movie when like you're like, Beyonce. Oh, we don't know any cool women.
So
dancers,
it's Michael Jackson.
So it's Michael Jackson.
According to this,
Shakira. There are no good women dancers. Strange.
Shakira number.
To be fair,
number two is Beyonce.
Oh,
Beyonce. Great. What is this a reputable website, Freddie?
This is the top 10s.com, which is just lists of top 10 lists.
Right.
I don't
Beyonce.
Know.
Fine, Beyonce. Done. Motion passes. Yeah, or in some
of course, are you kidding? This movie instantly hits 200 million if you get a Beyonce single from it. So this young daughter of the queen doesn't want to be the queen bee, especially since her ceremony, she's literally training for her ceremony to become queen, which is this lame line dance, whatever the bee dance is.
Yeah.
And every time, you know, she's got this what's the character in Lion King, the bird?
Iago.
Yeah, like, it's like keeping track of her. It's like, you gotta keep practicing, princess. And she's like, hell no, I won't be just like Beyonce.
Every time she like does it, she like can't help but improvise a little bit. Like, that's not the dance!
Yeah, exactly. Simon Cowell voices the
Absolutely. That's very good. So, stuck the next day she's becoming queen and she's sitting there at night and she's looking out of her beehive. And a shooting star goes by and she says, I wish I could join
so you think you can be a dancer.
And the shooting star explodes in the sky and then all of a sudden a little spaceship. Oh, the shooting star turns and starts heading towards her and then crashes into the park or whatever. And she flies over to see what it is. And it's a little alien. And he's like, you wished. Her wish literally like turned, whatever. It's like it tracks wishes. And
what's this alien's deal?
Okay, yeah. What's the alien's deal? Because I get what's the bee's name really quick?
Kim Beerly.
Beer?
Kim Beer Belly.
How about just Kimby Lee?
Kimby.
God, that was a terrible. Beatrice.
Oh, God. All right. I guess we're stuck with Beatrice, the Queen Bee, everybody.
How do we not have a feature already?
If we ever have to, you guys, this isn't,
we're not going to do it on this podcast, but we should talk so many famous directors and famous writers and every popular movie that's ever come out when we're in the writer's room. We're just like, oh, that movie sucked. People were wrong. Like, we could do so much better. And then you sit down here and you're like, well, what's the bee called? Beatrice. fucking move on.
Okay, so Beatrice, Princess Beatrice.
Welcome to Story Break, the writer's room podcast where hack writers come up with awful names for shit movies.
Okay, this alien.
What is the alien's deal?
I was literally about to say Al.
No way.
You guys need to spend some more time apart.
Oh, boy. All right.
Okay. What's the alien's deal? Why does the alien want to help out?
Yeah, what's he up to? Like,
is he compelled to, like, is it a genie? Like,
he's a runaway genie who doesn't want to go around making wishes come true for everyone. Yeah, and then he crashes on this planet because someone wished for something. He's like, God damn it.
Or is it something like he's trying to, I don't know, is this a species that goes around and grants wishes and he's a rookie and he hasn't gotten any good wishes and then he can't even find any because he's so bad at them or something and then he shows up on this planet.
He's like, I've been to all the other plants on this system and there's nothing there.
Did he want a wish? Finally a wish. Like, I can grant this and then I'll get my wish license because he's the only guy a wish learning permit right now. And he's like,
There you go. And he's on like, a training mission.
He's on a training mission. He's like, great. What do you need?
And she's a bee. And he's like, what the fuck? I got a bee? Like, you're not even like, what? Are you kidding me? Can't you wish for something I can house? Should I help you?
Yeah, exactly. He needs to pull off one more wish. And then she's like, I want to become a human and win the greatest dancing competition in the entire world. He's like,
first of all, those are two wishes.
Yeah, you can only help her with one of them.
Ooh.
That's the hook.
So all he can do is help her be a human,
but
not a great dancer.
Yeah.
So she's got to learn how to dance. She's got to work hard. You can't just like cheat your way through
he's only got a limited wish power. You know what I mean? Because he's still a learner. Like, he can do it, which is great because then you can see him doing like shitty magic like through the movie. Like, he can like kind of make people's dreams come true because he's not great at it.
Then they would have like a big breakup, right? And then he gets his learner's permit that could make her a great dancer. And then he gives
her
the out.
Earn it.
And she's like, no. I got this on my own. Like, because she's a bee, so she's not going to be able to make it. And then she gets the choice at the end. It's like, I can turn you back. I can turn you into Beyonce, essentially. And she's like, no, I got this. And then she just buzzes out as a little bee and does her little butt bee dance. And it lights the world
lights
on fire.
The
or you
world
can do
on
like
fire.
One of those, like, she's like, I wish this never happened and I never met you. And he's like, that's your low point or whatever, right?
Oh,
like, he's
going to
like
good.
Make it all like go away or something like that. I like that it's this like, that shooting stars that you wish on are piloted by a hotshot aliens. And it's like the wish core, and they go around making wishes come true for those who are pure of heart.
And that's why you got to wish upon them, because again, I think like, again, I'm just thinking like sometimes a TARDIS just like finds its way to when somebody needs the doctor's help. It's like literally wishes.
You know, quantum something.
Yeah, exactly. Literally the wishes are the things like you got
it's
wish.
It's a quantum
as you see
potentiality that, like is a, every wish is a window into another potential universe.
There you go. So it's just targets and like the ships just fly towards whatever it is.
Quantum flux.
Totally makes sense.
But the alien comes out, it's like, what do you want? Like, you called on me. Like, I got the wish. Like, where is it? And then it's just like, where are you? And it's like, he's like, what is that? It's like, I'm a bee. I wish to be a human.
I'm a fucking bee. I want to win a dance competition. He's like, you gotta be kidding me.
God damn it. Yeah.
Okay. All right. All
right. So it's a good first act.
All right. So wait. Oh, what were we going to do? We were going to do something. What happened with the private eye?
She sees Michael Jackson.
I thought we were going to do that the bad guy investigates
her. Okay, so the bad guy investigates how this
All right. Delay it out. You've got a Princess Beatrice.
God.
The or BB or whatever we're going to call her. BB for short. And she has 8 siblings and they're the BB-8.
The 8 siblings are called BB-8?
Yeah, and then she's BB and then they're the BB-8. They're like her backup band. Shut the fuck up, Matt. Let me get through this. We're just trying to hold on to something here. All right, so Princess BB is inspired by Beyonce. Beyonce's hot single.
Oh, she's Beyonce.
No, Beyonce's the person. What the fuck are you doing?
You got there's Losing rules, it. Matt.
Princess BB doesn't want to become the queen. She wants to dance and have a good time. She's inspired by her favorite singer, Beyonce.
Yeah,
and
singer dancer.
And her hit single, Put a Finger on It. And she gets the idea to enter the World Dance Jam, but she can't because she's a bee, so she wishes on a shooting star and finds this alien wishmaker with a learner's permit who's trying to get his first wish off the ground. Like, the last seven people he's made wishes come true for, they turn into, like, ironic Twilight Zone Monkey's Paw type wishes or something like that.
Yeah, he's like, even I just need a pure, yeah.
Like, you know, like, oh, my, like, I had a friend who wanted to be the fastest runner on Earth, and now he's, it's like in the Rick and Morty episode, like, he can't stop running now. Like, this guy keeps showing up like he's running around the Earth over and over again. So he's, like, shitty at it. He tries to make her wish come true, and she turns into a human, right? But then it's
into a huge bee. A human-sized bee? This will never work! Shot.
Well, that's why she needs to disguise.
A human-sized bee is
but then she needs to disguise herself.
Yeah. All right, anyway, he gives it... No. He turns her into a human, right? But she doesn't know how to dance. She gotta learn how to dance.
Yeah.
And then she enters this dance jam, and she's doing well, but she attracts the suspicion, the suspicious eye of her for her lead competitor.
Beyonce.
You're my hero, it turns out.
I think Beyonce doesn't
she's
need to
a
do
judge,
the whole
but she's definitely a celebrity judge.
Oh, she's definitely a judge.
At the end, who awards her the...
So then, she has a suspicious rival, and she goes through the competition.
Oh, my God, of course. Okay, Beyonce is one of the celebrity judges. Just bear with me.
Okay.
And then she does so well, and she's so... Then they release an album to the end of the thing, just like, did you see Zootopia? You know, it just ends with whatever that giraffe...
Shakira,
but I forget what the giraffe's name is. It just ends with the album Beyonce.
Gazelle. It wasn't a giraffe.
Oh, Gazelle.
I think her name is Gazelle.
Anyways, I was just saying you could have an album which is Beyonce with a B on her shoulder, and it's Beyonce, and that's the album they put together because she helps her launch her career.
It's Beyonce holding the hands. B in my bonnet.
I think you definitely do.
But it's the hot shot dance. It's the new Beyonce.
But it's like a shake
in.
Your booty dance. You got to shake your booty like there's a B on your booty.
Ooh.
And you got to shake off the B. I don't know.
That's not bad.
That's pretty good.
That's not bad. It's a universal. It's a universal dance, easily learnable.
Yes.
Or
so,
like, flick the bee off your shoulder, or...
Yeah. Yes, Jay-Z's hit song, Bee Off My Shoulder. Fantastic.
It's her boyfriend, JB. All right. No, because I was going to say, like, I feel like a low point, honestly, would be Beyonce. Like, she gets to dance for Beyonce, and Beyonce's like, your moves are fake as hell.
Or you're like, technically good, but there's no heart or soul.
No heart,
you're not being yourself.
Yeah, you're not being yourself. Yeah. Like,
you're always
just
trying,
like,
to imitate, all these other dancers, but what's... I want to see your style.
Yeah, exactly, right?
And it's even harsher. And then Simon Cowell's like, you make me want to throw up. And then she's very sad about it.
Yeah.
And that's her low point. And then the detective finds out it's just a bee. And then whatever, the Taylor Swift character, whoever is this hotshot up-and-comer, just like Taylor Swift is just this new up-and-comer, comes out and is like, I know you're a bee. You need to leave this competition or I'm going to, I don't know.
Expose.
I'm gonna kill your entire family in Central Park.
She's
got the whole beehive.
Oh, she definitely gets kidnapped.
Yeah, definitely the hive gets kidnapped.
And so she needs to break the hive out. Right, the last competition is like, it's like competition's at like the finals at 5:00, and it's like, I'll break the hive out. It's like, you know, I gotta save my peoples. And they break them out. It's like, we're gonna still help you. And then right? She turns back into a bee.
That's actually a good arc for the alien, because the alien fucks up, right?
Yeah.
And then you would do, like, there's that crisis moment. Yeah, the beehive gets captured, and she's like, I'm going to turn your whole family into honey. Like, not how bees work, but whatever.
Yeah.
She's like, that's not how bees work. She's like, that's not how bees work, but I'm just still going to feed this into a thing or whatever. But you do, like, the alien has to rescue the beehive. Right?
Yeah.
Or something like that.
I imagine who's... just give me a name for this bad person dancer.
Dance.
He got mad. Okay, so dance.
Dan the dancer.
I'm just imagining at one point she's like, again, just like Grouch, she's there like eating, or he's eating honeycomb, you know? It's like that. She's gone from the hive. Like, I'm eating your home in front of you. Mm-hmm. And he was getting some weird body horror stuff. But
I'm eating your poop, kind of. I don't know how bees work.
It's regurgitated, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From their butts.
From incorrect. Some part
with
of
their eight, with their eight,
stomachs.
With a BB
38 with 30 stomachs.
That's cows. Wait, cow, how many stomachs do cows have? Anyway.
With 239 husbands. We know a lot about beasts.
Oh, boy.
All right.
By the way, really quick, this isn't, because somebody's, which was great, they gave us a 5-star review, but they're talking about like how it felt like at one point Will just looked up Wikipedia of Metroid and we didn't know. It's like, that's exactly how this works, by the way. Like, we kind of know what we're going to do, but we just have 1 hour to spitball. And even if we do know something about Zelda or Metroid, we probably forget it.
All right, we got to round the corner. Yeah. We got to wrap this up.
We're very close.
Let's do it. Should we try to do a 5-act? God help us.
Yeah. Because the first act is strong.
Okay, so the first act, it's Goodfellas, right? Like, all my life I've wanted to be a dancer.
Is it Goodfellas or Little Mermaid? I mean, it's Little
Mermaid. I just quoted the beginning of Goodfellas. Okay,
I'm a little sick. That blew my mind. We're like, it's Goodfellas. Like, wait, what happened? What did I miss? What do you mean it's Goodfellas?
It's the Little Mermaid. So she's the princess.
Yeah.
She's in our bee town.
The beehive.
She chafes under the princessly responsibility. Yeah. She's gonna have to inherit her mother's scepter and, you know, rule this colony someday. And she's not ready for that. She wants to go be a dancer because their whole life they're right next to this discotheque in Brazil.
Honey, your suitors are here. The door opens and just 6,000 bees. She's like, oh god, I hate bee queen.
She listens to the music from the club next door, mm-hmm. right? And then she hears about this global dance jam that Beyonce is going to host, and all she wants in life is to meet Beyonce, right? Yeah. It's her, you know, she sends her all these fan letters, but she doesn't get them because she's fucking bee. So she wishes upon a star. The alien crash lands to Earth, right?
Yeah.
That's essentially Act One.
Yes.
Act Two. She gets turned into a fucking lady, right?
Yeah.
The alien's like, all right, here goes. I'm going to wish for you to be a, you know, a great human dancer.
Yeah.
Zap, right? And she turns into this human, but she can't dance for shit
because
the alien sucks at wishes. He only got it half right. She turned into a human, right?
Oh, and she's selfish because the beehive, by the way, we do cut back to the beehive is in panic. Right, the princess is gone. She doesn't tell them what happened.
Mm-hmm.
So then when they get kidnapped, it's even worse because as they're desperately trying to look for their daughter, at some point this mysterious, like, you know,
oh, you know what you can do? It's, you know what you do? It's like, if it's the bad guys, it's all 6,000 suitors.
Yeah.
Realize this is the way they're going to win their hand is by refining her and rescuing her. Right? So you have this competition. It's like this crazy group of bumbling bees, like literally bumbling bees, are trying to find
her.
Kind of
like,
right?
Princess Kaguya, where like all the suitors come out to find them.
And then you do like, there's like one suitor we kind of like. He's like kind of a good bee.
Yeah,
and he's like, you know, like the dweeby nerd bee of the suitors. Yeah. So anyway, so this is your little
your
B plot.
Oh!
Boom goes the dynamite.
Of course.
Okay, keep going. So Act Two is the beginning of learning to dance.
So she's like, shit, I don't know how to dance, right? And so now she's got to, like, maybe she goes to that fucking club that she's always been outside of, and they have, like, a dance class or something like that. And she starts working at the nightclub and learning how to dance. It's like a burlesque-type situation. You ever seen the movie Burlesque?
No.
Good movie.
Okay.
So Act Three, she's learning how to dance. She's, like, you know, getting the moves or whatever. Maybe
she gets invited.
There's a mentor she meets at the dance club.
Or an agent or somebody notices you're a heck of a dancer.
End of Act Three is like, hey, we got you an audition on, so you think you can be a dancer.
Yeah.
And so then she and the alien hit the road to go to the dance. But now, like you do end of Act Three, our bees have found out what's going on. They figured out the truth that she's running away. She's become this human or whatever, right? Act Four is the dance competition where she's going up again in the ranks. She meets the Dan the Dancer Jerko guy who's like, who's coming into this competition? I shall destroy them.
Yeah.
And he colludes with like the shitty suitors or something like that. Mm. I don't know. End of Act Four, she makes it to the final four, but she gets this brutal crit from Beyonce, who's like, you don't,
and
you're
she
fucking
loses,
fake as
and
hell.
She loses. Like, it's the semifinals, and she's disqualified or something, right?
Well, do we do that she's disqualified, or you do like she's about to go into the, because then you gotta
you
do all
that.
This
no,
rigmarole
that's true.
Of like, oh, she didn't get in because there's a technicality and blah, blah, blah. Now she can dance again. Like,
yeah, I like the idea of that. The
we tried that in VGHS, and it was a pain in the ass to figure out.
That's
we're not
fair.
Doing it again.
That's fair.
I like the low point of, again, Beyonce or whoever saying, like, you're not. True. And by the way, I think the alien can be a little bit Meeseeks-esque in terms of, like, he has to see the wish through, and her wish was
to
win this competition.
It's a binding quantum contract or something. Yeah.
Okay. So then that brings you into your fifth act. Oh, wait, no, end of act. So basically, end of Act Four, you get the brutal crit from Beyonce. The bees catch up to her.
and get caught
and by, get caught
by this by your main competition.
Yeah,
Dan Dance,
right? He's got all 6,000 of the suitors and the good suitor that we like all trapped, and he's gonna kill all of them unless he takes a dive. But you know, the alien is gonna get sent to alien jail if he doesn't get one wish done or something like that. So she's got this. I don't know. Maybe that doesn't work.
It's somewhere there, but it's like it comes together with
you have a sort of crisis, right?
Yeah,
and then you have your.
Do you know what it'd be? Is she has to get rid of her human form. She becomes a bee again, and that's how her family is saved. And she's going back. They're all going to fly back, and they're depressed. But the queen's also learned that her daughter learns more about her daughter that she really wanted to do this. And she asks, like, "Why did you want to do this?" And it's like, "Because I just want to express myself, mom." And the mom's like, "If that's all you want to do, go express yourself." She's like, "What do you mean?" It's like, "Who cares if you're a bee? All you want to do is go express yourself." Mm-hmm. And it's like, so her mom or whatever, that could be the learning thing. And then like the bee's getting ready to leave, and all of a sudden, you know, what for whatever reason, a spaceship is near the dance competition. He's about to hop on the spaceship as a failure, and all of a sudden he hears the crowd murmur, and this bee buzzes onto the stage, and they're like, "Who the hell is this?" And then the little bee comes up to the microphone and goes, "Hi, I'm Beatrice. I'm the bee. I'm actually a bee, and here's my bee dance," or whatever. And she does a bee dance, and the audience weeps because it's so beautiful, and she expresses herself.
It's
a dance in honor of her mom or something.
You do the pan over to like the Simon Cowell type who just leans back and says, "I'll allow it."
Yeah, exactly. And then when it's over, everybody's quiet and silent, and then Simon Pegg is about to say something, but he just starts choking.
Simon Pegg? He's about
Simon Cowell, who sits next to Simon Pegg, who's the other.
Simon Pegg and Simon Cowell, the two judges of the
but anyways,
the
you know,
great British bee off.
It's a big moment. It's Jenny doing the opera. It's quiet, and then all of a sudden,
we can't reference. We can reference Goodfellas and Little Mermaid. We cannot reference Video Game High School and expect our audience to know what we mean. But
Simon Cowell is about to say something. You think he might say that was a terrible bee dance, and say he just before saying something, he just chokes up and starts crying, and then Beyonce is like, "That was beautiful," and they win the competition. And
I like that she, end of act four, again, like she learns responsibility, right? Like it's like these guys are gonna, they all came to save her, right?
Yes.
And you know, like this, now they've been captured. And so, yes, she gives up the wish, right? And so she's given up the wish. She's gonna go back home with them.
Yeah.
And actually, you know what it should be? It should be the 6,000 suitors, because then we can do like, it's like a nice, like, it's like a non toxic masculinity thing. Like their arc is like they were all chasing after her. And then they realized, like, oh, she's a person. She's more than a fucking object for us to knock up. Like she's got her own dreams. And so then the 6,000 suitors are like, "We're gonna help you win this dance competition." And so then they finally sting the security guards.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
And
that's
then, pretty good. And then they like fly a magnifying glass in and like you know, spinning the cameraman and pull the camera up. Like they set it all up. It's this whole goofy sequence of bees taking over the show. Also, she can dance in front of national television.
Or you do like she gets. Oh, and what you can do too is like the alien. Yeah, so we do the alien's gonna flunk out of wish school, right?
Yeah.
And like he's gonna go. You have to go do something shitty now, like right. And then you do like he's about to get on the ship and go away. Like he's got to turn in his thing, but then he hears what's going on and he runs to go check it out. And then you like she comes up at the end. She's like up to the microphone. They don't even see her because she's this little bee, right?
Yeah.
And like she can't even get her voice out. They're like, "Well, time to pack it up. I guess the winner is." And then he pulls out this gun and he's like, "I want her to be heard. You know what I mean? Like, I wish she could be heard." And he like pulls that trigger and zap, because it's a true wish, right?
Yeah.
He didn't understand. Like, it's like he needs to know what she actually needs deep down.
Yeah,
like,
that's
what the trick to being a good wishmaster is. You have to give them not what they want, but what they need.
Ooh.
And what she needs is to be heard, right?
Yeah.
So he's able to, he gets it and he pulls that trigger and zap, now they can all hear her, right?
Yeah.
And they can all see her. And they're like, "Holy shit, this bee is talking," right? So that's like the completion of his arc.
No, that's very good.
Yeah. And then she does her dance, and the world is, you know.
And Beyonce is like, "I want to record a sale with you."
The president and the premier of Russia are literally about to nuke each other, and then they hear this summer jam, and they're like, "If she could, like, we got to just dance, man." And then, like, you know, the whole world is safe.
And again, the fun of it would be, like, then the little credit sequence is like, she's like, "Sorry." It's like, "All right, boys." Like, I don't know why. I guess she's with the 6,000 suitors.
And they're her backup band now.
Yeah. She's like, "Let's go." And then, like, yeah, she goes and she flies, and the whole band flies the recording studio, and her and Beyonce are recording this cool album, and I don't know.
You know, I really like this now because I it's this story of like, it is kind of like a female empowerment story, but it also like, I like that there's a positive message for boys in it, right?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like the suitors are these goofy, like this goofy horde of like, of bees that are just, I mean, again, the subtext is they just want to fuck her, but they just want to marry her, right?
Yeah.
Like they're all like, "Oh, she's my bee. She's my bee." They're always constantly fighting with each other over whose fucking property she's going to be.
Yeah.
And then they learn about her and then they watch her grow. grow, and they recognize her personhood, like her independence, and then at the end they are her ally. They want to support her. Right? Yeah. This isn't about marrying her. It's like, you go be the person you're supposed to be.
They all be their backup singer.
Yep. And then likewise for our alien, like, he's very preoccupied with, like, achieving his thing, and, like, you know, he's like, you know, fixing the
and
shit.
And he learns that.
And I like that it's about lifting her up. Like, that's his moment.
I like him realizing what her real wish was to express herself.
All right. Well, I think we nailed it, guys.
I feel really good about that.
I feel good, too.
I would watch the shit out of this movie.
I was about
to
say, we should... I don't know if we can put this one up, because I think this is going straight to Disney or DreamWorks right now.
DreamWorks.
It's a DreamWorks movie, let's be honest.
This is a DreamWorks feature. And I say that with all of the love and respect of the world, but like the DreamWorks would crush this movie. Yep.
Do you guys want to do the poster thing again?
Oh, yeah.
Anybody? So really quick, anybody who wants to do a poster for this, we're going to be doing some giveaways, which we did. We'll get to the Metroid one in just a second, but hit us up. Send an image to just hashtag StoryBreak on Twitter, and we'll see it, and we'll talk about it in a future episode. But speaking of posters...
Oh, we'll jump in for one second. I'll say posters, or for the musically inclined, if you want to give us 30 seconds of the hot summer jam that Beatrice and Beyonce play at the end
especially
of the
especially if it is Put a Finger on It.
Yeah, or give us the... Or just give us the song Put a Finger on It. At any rate...
in any case, do hit us up with that on hashtag StoryBreak. We'll be doing some giveaways. But this isn't the first time we talked about posters. The last time was for the Metroid movie.
We got three fucking awesome submissions.
Yeah, so thank you to Wesley Regan, John McCary, and Dylan Marusich, who did some Metroid movie ones. Wesley's has Samus on with a Pepe the Frog background with the tagline "Sometimes life gets slippy,"
which is pretty good.
Metroid. John McCary has Metroid. We'll be posting these up on our website, on RocketJump.com. But Metroid, lose your bounty, lose your life, and he got a little photorealistic slippy.
Tagline.
And then Dylan's, we have Metroid on a barren planet. The secrets are layered deeper than you can imagine. Also very, very good. Thank you for you three so much. I think we conferred a little bit before.
This was a tough one because I loved all three of these posters. You guys all did a kick-ass job.
Did we get any other posters, Will?
We did get one more that I just found. It's very, very good. It's from cool friend Albino Penguin. It says, down for that Rocket Jump tweet NCU crossover. It just says Metroid. It's a movie. And then it's Samus on the planet, and then she's got a crashed R-Wing.
What's the pull quote?
The pull quote is the best part of this one. It just says, I think we broke this one. Matt Arnold.
Very good. So high recommendation.
So thanks for that one, cool friend.
Yeah. Okay. So I think we're going to give this one to John McCary. So, John, I'm going to be hitting you up on Twitter. I'm going to DM you. I'm going to send you a little prize pack of just Rocket Jump merch from our the legendary merch closet vault. But congratulations, John. And for those of you who want to get in on this action, hit us up. Hashtag StoryBreak. What is the poster for? What's the name of this movie?
Ooh.
Not to be or not to be.
It was, I think at last, it was B movie 2.
No, it's not anything to do with the B movies.
To be or not to be is not bad.
To be or not to be.
No, it's not going to be to be or not to be.
Well, that's literally the question. She's going to be to be.
Be yourself. DreamWorks. Be yourself. It kind of sounds like go fuck yourself. I guess that's not good either.
Yeah.
Anyway, the Story Cube one.
You come up with a name, that's great too. Yeah.
Oh, we got to. No, this is the last thing. All right.
Oh, boy.
Just 30-second mini break on this title.
Three,
right?
Okay. Two, one, go.
Stinging down the house.
Yeah, that's it.
Stinging down the house. Okay, sure. That's the name. Stinging down the house.
No, that's terrible. No, it's not stinging down the house. Buzz. Just buzz.
Did you hear the buzz?
Buzzworthy.
Buzzworthy.
The buzzer.
TMZ.
What?
Feeling really
please,
bad.
Please, all right, look, we did the hard part already.
We'll let the marketing geniuses come up with the title.
Yeah,
the
we need a title and a tagline as well, guys. You guys, the audience are way better at being our marketing department. By the way, I did also want to call out one awesome suggestion we got on the ARMS episode in the comments on YouTube, which I thought was so fucking good. I couldn't believe we didn't come up with it. But the honorary Writer's Room Writer of the Week award goes to, let's see, I got to pull this up. It's loading. Hurry up, YouTube, please. Go.
The newspaper in the Hive is called BuzzFeed.
Keg Minami.
God.
BuzzFeed. Yeah. All right. Keg Minami on the ARMS episode had the suggestion, what if the girl finishes headlock at the end of the movie with her normal non-stretching arms?
Incredible.
Which is the fucking dopest. Yep. She, like, it's that last moment she gets knocked out and the suit's like, you know, glitching out and she like climbs out and she cracks her knuckles and she's like, let's go. And it's like, holy crap.
Perfect.
Anyway,
perfect.
Great, great suggestion from Keg Minami. Honorary Writer's Room Writer of the Week.
Once again, if you're a fan of Story Break, please head on over to iTunes and leave us a review. Let us know your thoughts. I can tell you right now that Matt and Will and myself, we just sit there just refreshing it on a day-to-day.
We've gotten a ton. I think a lot of people caught us from Funhouse.
The Clippy
episode did really well for us because we've gotten a ton of new reviews. So thank you guys so much all for giving us those ratings. It really helps us out.
Got some names to shout out there.
Yeah, let me go through the list. Lil Fielder, Wolfbro87, Pippo, DJ Cash Eel, Sheep Dog Pose, Nanj Swamamam,
very good, very good.
Inova Lotus, Flap Kajak, Hobbit 113, J Neeson 21.
I just realized these are all Freddy.
No One Family, not Freddie Wong, Jeffrey Raleigh, Brady 132, Elron Hubdonger, outstanding Elron, thank you, Lyle Cairns, 1234, who gave us 3 stars, but I just gave them the review. Thank you for the review anyway, we love honesty. And then, of course, our boy Dylan Marusic, who we, I think, gave a shout-out to earlier and also did that Metroid art for us.
Yeah. Well, listen up, everybody. So if you please review it, let us know what you think, and give us stories. Suggestions too. We're always listening for what to do at hashtag story break, or you can get into the thick of it on the discussion at rocketjump.com. So that's going to do it for us this week. So until next time, I need a good sign off.
I'm gonna go throw up. Matt Arnold.
Matt's gonna rough. All right, man. See you guys.
Very good.